There's a lot of competition among American cities and states for tech companies and tech workers. But right now, the winner of that competition may well be north of the border. A new survey from the Toronto-based Mars Discovery District finds, among other things, more than half of the high-growth tech firms in that part of Canada saw more international job applicants between 2016 and 2017. In some cases, that increase was two- or threefold. Joining me via Skype to talk about this is Yung Wu, Mars' CEO. And Yung, the data you've collected on this brain gain seem pretty interesting.
Yeah, we've certainly been seeing some trends recently. Just from a Canadian point of view, not just a Mars point of view, our data shows that there's been 6,500 applications, so between 6,500 and 7,000 applications approved already since the middle of June of 2017. And we are at this point admitting about six times more high-skilled workers per capita than most other places in North America, which basically means the U.S., of course.
Why is that happening, do you think?
Well, first of all, there's a ton of activity happening in terms of job creation over here. When you actually think about the innovation economy itself, I think CBRE just published a survey and basically showed that Toronto is the fastest growing tech market in North America. Demand is very high for high-skilled workers. And from a point of view of just sort of why do workers come here? Not only is there demand, but we've also got some of the best talent in the world. So when you think about areas of investment like artificial intelligence or blockchain, some of the world's top thinkers, thought leaders, and artificial intelligence are basically Canadian. Same thing with blockchain.
So are these companies that are hiring all these people, are they mostly Canadian companies? Are you bringing in foreign companies to either relocate or expand in Canada as well?
For the most part, they're made in Canada or grown in Canada. So although there are companies that have decided to reside over here, the overall trend is that companies that are being built from here are being built from here because of their access to talent and access to the other parts of the supply chain, whether it be capital or corporate adoption or things of that nature.
Are there financial considerations here as well? I mean, you think about companies moving to places with a better tax structure, you know, even a better sort of lifestyle for workers, that kind of thing?
I mean, there's certainly great tax credits available to growth companies and the innovation side of the space from the Canadian government. It's a little hard to kind of track down apples and oranges as far as total net cost to employers. But I would say that, again, the biggest thing is for an early stage type of a company. You know, I was an entrepreneur. I was a serial entrepreneur for many years before I decided to basically join Mars. And inevitably, it's all about how can you create value and create value in a high growth environment. And that has everything to do with talent. So the ability to kind of hire and attract talent and compensate them based on the direction you're going and the value the company is going to create by way of equity, by way of options, by way of a strong purpose, a strong mission, and ability to make a difference in the world. These are the things that actually matter in terms of attracting the early stage talent to early stage companies.
So do you think that for a city like Phoenix, which is like many cities trying to attract tech companies, tech workers, are Toronto and Vancouver and other Canadian cities, are these more competition now in addition to a city like Austin, Texas, or Boston or New York City, a place like that?
Well, I mean, I think that the same things affect all regions that want to go after innovation as an agenda or as a priority. I've also said that, you know, when you think about talent or when you think about capital or when you think about major corporate partners, these are all borderless. There's nothing that kind of that we can do to kind of shackle them to, you know, a particular city. So it's about trying to make, in our case, Toronto in Canada, a destination as opposed to a source for that talent flow.
Are you seeing any conflicts between all of these applicants from other countries who are trying to get into Canada for these jobs and Canadian workers who would also like to be working for these companies?
If anything, the conflict is with the employers who are after the same pool of talent. So, you know, depending on who you talk to, those that are able to attract that talent are just over the moon in terms of happiness. And those that lost in the battle for talent are, you know, pretty upset about it.
Would you expect that this trend will continue down the road? I mean, do you expect that there will continue to be foreign workers who are clamoring to take jobs in Canada?
You know what? I think that's in many ways what we do over the next 2 to 3 years will absolutely drive what happens in the next 20 to 30 years. We absolutely have a material and indisputable talent flow advantage right now. But again, speaking as an entrepreneur that prefers to be more paranoid than sort of, sit on my hands, I would say, you know what, it's up to us to take advantage of our window of advantage. And how we do that is we have to convert talent advantage into winning more than our fair share, chalking up several wins on the global stage.
Young Wu is CEO of the Mars Discovery District in Toronto. Young, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great and awesome, and thank you for the discussion.